pretty much half of America won't be moving for about the next 7 hours, 8 hours today. Dick, hello. Hope you had a fantastic weekend so far over there, but tell us your setup for the next several hours there today.
All right, sounds good. Well, first of all, I don't appreciate you guys scaring me away from my favorite sport of golf by telling me about snakes and cups. I didn't need that story. Fortunately, I don't think I have to worry about that here, more so in Australia, I'm sure. But yeah, the setup is going to be pretty benign. It's going to be, you know, at home for the first game. I'm going to go over to my folks' house for the second game. My wife has decided to take the kids to the Harlem Globetrotters here that are touring in Seattle, so they're going to go to that, and I've got a nice quiet house to watch the games today. So nothing special, no big, you know, Super Bowl-esque parties. We'll have to save that for a couple of weeks.
Okay, let's start with the AFC then. The second game today, Kansas City $1.74, Cincinnati $2.10. The line is a flat two. This tells me that Patrick Mahomes' injury it can't be a high ankle sprain, can it? It can't be that bad.
Yeah, I guess there's different severities. He says he's had the same injury before and that this one is not as severe. We've seen very limited tape of him running this week, but it doesn't appear in the amount of time that the media gets to look at practice, which is really only the first 15 or 20 minutes when the guys are warming up. That's the only video they can get this week of these guys. And, you know, he's shown jogging and there's no sign of a limp, but just because you can jog without a limp doesn't mean you can sprint a 4.440 or be able to outrun a linebacker to a first down. So the mobility in the running, he will probably be limited in the amount of times he tries to run with the football. The question is, will he be able to plant? You know, because a right-handed quarterback has to drop back and they have to plant on that right leg, and they have to use a lot of power to push off that right leg to get velocity. It's as much, you know, it's just like other sports, like tennis. You know, it's as much as your legs and your core as it is your upper body strength to get that whip on the ball. And you know, that's really, guys, why I'm staying away from this one from a wagering perspective, because there's just too much uncertainty, and the line has scared me all week. It's just gone back and forth, and Travis Kelce also has back spasms he's dealing with. He says he's fine, but, you know, those can flare up at any moment, because this game, the temperature is supposed to be, by the time the game kicks off, the temperature is going to be well below zero Celsius. And, you know, around 20, 22 degrees Fahrenheit, dipping down into the teens by the end of the game. That's certainly not ideal when you're suffering from a back spasm or a high ankle sprain.
What have the Bengals done well over the last couple of times they've played the Chiefs, Dick? Because they've got it over them at the moment.
Yeah, they've adjusted in the second half. They have only allowed the Chiefs in these three games to score 6 total points in the fourth quarter. And really, the Chiefs in the first two losses, the Chiefs led the entire first three quarters. And so I think the Chiefs can gain a little bit of confidence from that and saying, listen, I mean, two of these, everybody talks about us 0-3, 0-3 over the last three games against Joe Burrow and the Bengals, but we dominated the first two games. We just let them slip away. And then the third game was much more dominated by Cincinnati. But Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator for Cincinnati, has just bested Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid, which is saying something, because the tandem of the head coach Andy Reid, who is an offensive guru, and Eric Bieniemy, the Chiefs offensive coordinator, I mean, that's as good a tandem as there is in the NFL. I mean, I'd put that right up there with any of them, probably, you know, San Francisco as well with Shanahan as far as offensive minds. And Lou Anarumo has made the correct adjustments against Mahomes and Kansas City in the second halves of these games to bring his team back to win.
Just from a betting perspective, you said, yeah, you're staying away. I'm a bit similar as well, Dick. Just on total points, though, it's set at 47.5. Are you leaning towards over or under, or are there any player props you particularly like as well?
Yeah, I think this is a higher scoring game than the than the 49ers-Eagles game. So I would probably lean towards the over, particularly if we find out that that Mahomes is healthy and he can zip out and we see ourselves with a, you know, a 17-14 first half. And I think that's a situation where, you know, if I had to play a side, which I'm not going to, I mean, and I'm usually not an over better, but I do think this game is higher scoring than the 49ers-Eagles game.
The lines moved up in the Eagles 49ers game, up from 2.5 to 3.
That's what I want to hear, boys. Yeah. That's what I want to hear.
Well, I'm leaning towards Philly, and I'm petrified of the 49ers, Dick. So you're firmly on the 49ers side here, aren't you?
I have been. I think you're getting some value, especially now at 3. I'm just not sold on Jalen Hurts as a drop back passer. Now, if Philadelphia can move the ball successfully on the ground with Miles Sanders and with Jalen Hurts himself running the ball, then they don't have to throw the ball downfield. But I think San Francisco's secondary has been maligned. I think it's underrated. Everybody talks about San Francisco's front seven as being tremendous, which it is. It's the best in the NFL by far. It's the back end that has taken some of the criticism. But, you know, Diamador Lenore, he has a tendency of getting burned, the cornerback for San Francisco, but he also has the tendency of making big plays as well. I mean, he had an interception in back-to-back games. And so I see both of these quarterbacks turning the ball over in this game. I would be very surprised if both of them came away without a turnover. And I do see this as a little bit more of a defensive dominated game, maybe not as low a scoring as we saw with the Cowboys game last week. But I do think that this is a game that's going to be more defensive dominated, and it should be fun. This is one I'm really looking forward to. The Eagles are fantastic. There's no question about it. At the beginning of the year, when we were going through our division winners, you know, I was like, gosh, do I go Eagles? Do I go Cowboys? Do I go Eagles? I gave the Eagles the slightest advantage in that division, but that's really as far as I saw them going. I mean, so I guess I liked the Eagles at the beginning of the year, but I did not like them to the anywhere near what they've been able to do thus far. And now I want to see them against an elite, elite defense, number one defense in the NFL. And if Jalen Hurts can put up 24 to 27 points, get a win against the 49ers, then I just tip my cap and say, you know what? I was wrong about the Eagles. Carry on, Jalen Hurts. Well done.
Not many Aussies play NFL, Dick, but there's one in this Philadelphia side in Jordan Mulata. How's he going, and what type of year has he had, and can he be in the Super Bowl, do you think, in the next couple of weeks?
Well, he certainly can. Yeah, there's not a lot of guys outside the punting profession that get over there in the NFL. But I really do think, though, that it's something that's going to be opened up. I mean, the NFL is really looking outside the United States more and more. I mean, they're still 20 years behind the NBA. I mean, the NBA began that, what, with David Stern and like the mid to late 90s, you know, Dirk Nowitzki being the first one, Yao Ming. I mean, those type of guys where they really looked for international talent. And now the number one overall pick in the draft with a bullet coming up is going to be a kid 19-year-old from France. So the NBA is still far ahead of the NFL as far as getting players over. But I do think the NFL is going in that direction, and he's playing well.
Dick, speaking of the NBA, what did you make of the LeBron James no foul?
The LeBron James, you know, I got to be honest with you. I was at a hockey game last night, and I have not seen it because I got up today. I'm just getting done with church, and so I got to plead ignorance on that one. I apologize.
I think it's happened to him the last couple of games, yeah, LeBron. He hasn't been getting the calls that a lot of people think he should be getting.
Cost him the game, didn't it?
Yeah, he got hosed. The Lakers got hosed there yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a foul through and through. Yeah. How are the Seattle Kraken going in the NHL?
Unbelievably. I mean, this is a second-year franchise that has the best record in the NHL of the course of the month of January, and they've vaulted up to first place in the Pacific Division. I mean, this was a team that last year you know, kind of looked like an expansion team. I mean, they were disjointed. They didn't have any scores. They limped to the fourth worst record in the NHL. And we were like, oh, man, I hope this – I mean, it was fun to have – it's fun to have a team, but, you know, you don't want a last-place team for very long. But, my goodness, they have they've added a couple of pieces. Their offense looks much better. And, you know, they should have had 5-6 goals last night. They won 3-1, but they completely dominated Columbus for at least the first two periods in that game last night. And there's really good following, too. I mean, the game was sold out, almost 18,000 people, good vibes. And we're going to see playoff hockey here in Seattle for the, you know, in just their second year of existence. So that's pretty impressive.
What about the remarkable recovery of DeMar Hamlin, Dick? I saw a video that he released over the weekend. It's just unbelievable, the turnaround from possibly losing his life on a football field to be up speaking to his fans again.
It's amazing. And I really feel bad for the city of Buffalo, their team. And you talked about it last week, and I think you're exactly right. I mean, just the two ways to look at it, whether you can ride the emotion of the DeMar Hamlin situation to a Super Bowl or whether it just saps you and just drains you. And I think you're right. I think it probably just drained that football team because they went through so much. Yeah. But the bottom line is they've got their man healthy. And, you know, there's no one saying – I haven't heard one – expert, one doctor say that DeMar Hamlin won't play football again. So, I mean, that you want to talk about the conclusion of this comeback story is if DeMar Hamlin gets back on that football field again at some point.
Dick, you going nestle in for a huge day.
It's going to be a lot of fun, boys. I'm getting the kids out of the house. I'm just going to stretch out, maybe crack myself a beer and watch some good football.
Sounds good to me. Great stuff. Thank you as always. Dick Fain there. Championship Sunday in the States.
Who are you going today, Middo?
I'm going to go Philly and Kansas City. But I feel better about my Philly tip. But I am petrified with the 49ers.
I think Philly will win, but I want the 49ers to win.
I think 49ers will win.
And I haven't got a strong opinion on the other game. If Mahomes is fit, I think they can win the Chiefs.
Yeah, I
Chiefs, but if he's not, home, I don't think they can win.
They lost last year.
Painkillers, injection. Oh. He'll be fine. Play on. Big game. Get through it.